For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. MU's College of Agriculture, Food, and Natural Resources announced it was phasing out a collaborative research program, as well as reducing space and accepting voluntary pay cuts this week, according to an update of the website that tracks MU budgetary decisions. The Columbia Missourian reports MU also laid off 7 more employees and furloughed another 515 employees as of last Wednesday, bringing total layoffs to 124 and furloughs to 2,644. Administrators, faculty, and staff at Kafner will take voluntary pay cuts of up to 10% for the next 3 months. These cuts, combined with other budget actions, will save more than $3 million. The program to be phased out is Kafner's Food for the 21st Century program. The program was established in 1983 and was a collaboration between the 4 UM system campuses to advance research and biotechnology in the state. A Kansas City man who was prosecuted after filming 2 police officers who he thought was being too aggressive in their arrest of a black transgender woman is suing the city and the officers. Roderick Reed was convicted of violating a city ordinance during the arrest in May of last year. Mayor Quentin Lucas pardoned Reed last week. Now Reed is suing for malicious prosecution and false imprisonment. A grand jury indicted the officers for misdemeanor assault, and prosecutors cited Reed's video when charges were announced. Reed says in his lawsuit he refused to move away because he believed the officers would kill Breonna Hill. A rural Missouri police chief has been placed on leave over inflammatory Facebook posts about protests over the death of George Floyd. The Jefferson City News Tribune reports that Police Chief Kevin Sudemeyer was placed on administrative leave pending the outcome of an investigation, according to Avaaz Mayor Tom Hennage on Friday. Among the posts in question was one on May 31st in which Sudemeyer wrote that if someone stands in the street blocking traffic, that person deserves, quote, to be run over, and that, quote, that will help clean up the gene pool. Calls to Sudemeyer's home phone rang unanswered on Saturday. A proposal to allow a black bear hunt in Missouri next year is drawing a lot of interest, but mostly from people opposed to the idea. The Missouri Department of Conservation is proposing a limited bear hunt in October of 2021. It says the hunt is essential to managing the black bear population, which is growing and expanding in its range. The department estimates between 540 and 840 bears live in the state. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports a majority of the more than 3,300 people who offered public comments on the proposal were against the hunt. Protesters during yesterday's Black Lives Matter demonstration in Columbia spoke on the importance of past and present U.S. history and how it led to the current movements all over the country. The Columbia Missourian reports that around 50 people marched from the Boone County Courthouse to Francis Quadrangle to protest police brutality and racial injustice yesterday. The protests have continued since May 29th in response to the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. The crowd grew to around 100 people as the march returned to the courthouse. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.